leader people need to be able to think, speak, and act without self-restraint. As an academic scientist, I have had the privilege of working with prescient giants in the field, such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Zev Zelenko, Dr. Joseph Ladapo, and Dr. Harvey Reich. This is America Out Loud Talk Radio. Welcome to my Liberty Hour. I am Dr. Paul Alexander.
Welcome to the Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour, brought to you by the America Out Loud Talk Radio Show Network. Quickly out of the gate today, you know you can get my my talk shows on podcasts the following day. Pandora, Stitcher, Spotify, etc. And you know, once again, you know, I want you to take a look at finding a way to support me. I want to ask you out to the gate. You can get me on Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. You know, even a $1 would help me. $5. The email is sr7283@gmail.com. sr7283@gmail.com. I wanted to touch base on a host of issues tonight, and I guess the most important thing out of the gate is the fact that we're facing an election that's coming, and really and truly it's the most important election of our time. And I would say hands down today, there's nobody on the Republican side or the Democrat side that can defeat Trump. I think President Trump is going to be reelected if he's not shot and killed. I think they were going to try and imprison him, but I know they're moving out to assassinate. So we have to make sure Trump is kept safe. The Secret Service, his additional security, does his job. I can see that the Democrats and the rhinos on the left, the cabal, etc., they're trying to expose him every time they move him from courthouse to courthouse. So we have a very serious problem on our hands. But America is in trouble. And the only person right now with all of his imperfections is Trump. One of our biggest challenges, and I spoke about it my last show and the show before, we can't stop thinking about it and talking about it, is the issue about the border. We have a border that is open and porous. We have millions, by latest count, 9.5 million people in 3 years under Biden, 3.5 years have crossed into America illegally. Can you imagine what I just said? 9.5 million people in 3 years came into America illegally. And here's the thing. We could only account for 7 million of them in terms of border services interacted with them. 2 million of classes got away now. That means they got away into the interior of America. We don't know their names. We don't know where they are. In the 7 or so million, approximately 300 hardened terrorists on the watch list, on the terror watch list, came to the border and they were stopped. They were trying to get into America. What you need to understand is, in the 2 million that got away, we estimated about 110 are hardened terrorists who got away and they're in America. They are going to be part of terror cells, maybe lone wolf, and they're going to attack Americans and kill them. It's not a matter of if, but a matter of when. It is almost booked. But America is going to be tormented and terrorized, and people's lives are going to be lost. Biden has invaded America. I mean, it might sound ludicrous the way I'm saying it, But a president of the United States invaded his own country. And I believe that Biden is really buying time. First of all, Biden was never the president of the United States. Obama was. Obama actually serving his third term right now. And if some miracle, because it could only be a miracle, we would have to all become temporarily insane to sit back and watch Biden get reelected. But let's say that happens. Then Obama would have his fourth term as president. So we have problems because nothing the Democrats have done has benefited America. Nothing. Every single policy, every single statement, every position works against the best interests of America. So, we have problems coming up with these elections. What I wanted to know is that the issue right now is what is confronting everyone now in many countries across the world is a sudden rash of deaths where people are dying suddenly with heart disease, cardiac arrest, strokes, brain bleeds, aneurysms, etc. Dissecting aneurysms, and we are making a cogent enough argument that it has to do with the vaccine, the COVID mRNA vaccine. And it really gets you angry when you really think of what was done here. And I decided tonight I want to go back through it again with you. Before I go forward, I want to remind you, in a recent survey that I saw done, immigration and the problems with immigration is now the number one issue for Americans. And don't think that it's going to change. Americans are scared now. They've seen what has happened. And I'm urging you to become very conversant with your Second Amendment. Make sure you know how to manage your weapon. Your weapon must be legal. You must go for target practice. You must store it properly. Make sure you have your proper paperwork and that you know how to shoot. The Muslim Islamist jihadist, the North African Muslim, the Middle Eastern Muslim, they kill the infidel. The infidel is you, the non-believer in Islam. So I wanted to talk to you in these terms today. I'm not talking about all Muslims. I'm talking about the radical ones, the ones who still live in the 6th century in their minds. They're still trapped in a desert somewhere with a sword in their hands. They don't realize that 1500 years have passed and we live in modern times. They're still living in 6th century medieval times. So, what I wanted to talk to you about is to make sure you realize how important this election. This is probably the most consequential election of our lifetimes. Probably for the last 100 years in America's history. And this election is going to shape America now and America. This election is going to actually shape and impact the entire world. So we can't fool around with it. We have to take it very seriously. America is circling the drain. because of those in government who in government who are trying to destroy her. We have people who sit in government today, elected officials, Democrat and Republican side, who hate America. It's the most mind-blowing thing to me that they despise America that much. And I see they conspire and work against America. They don't care if America fails. They don't. We need to go to get at them at the polls, get at them, yes, at the ballot box and in the courtrooms. America is much too important a nation to let fail. And she's worth saving. I have argued that our children today, they're not capable of the fight. We are the last group, the last cohort that can wage the battle for them and fix things. President Trump, with all his imperfections, is the person that can get to Washington and raise Washington to the floor. Burn it down. Fire everyone. Use the Justice Department to imprison many. President Trump must use the levers of government, like how the Democrats use it, and go after wrongdoers. He must. I believe Trump 2.0, and from things I've heard, people directly connected to him, is very different than Trump 1.0. That he is bringing to the table a certain level of retribution, vengeance. He must. If he's a normal human being, healthy human being, you would want that. And he has a lot of vengeance. He has a lot of things to fix that he did wrong during his administration and since then. Lots to fix, particularly in terms of the COVID fraud, fake pandemic that was never a pandemic, and the deadly mRNA vaccine. Trump has to get back there and reverse liability protection under the PrEP Act, allowing us to go into court and sue the vaccine maker, sue the government, sue the doctors. Trump has to set up a proper victim compensation fund so persons hurt by the lockdowns and the vaccine can get some funding. Trump has to ensure acute surveillance is set up. Proper surveillance, not the dysfunctional, warped, inaccurate VAERS vaccine adverse reporting system. No, much more advanced. So, we look to Trump to do many things. And he has to. He has to reverse some things that were done that allowed us to be in the position that we are today with COVID. And I am one of them who's go who is going to be constantly in his camp and willing to fight for him. And if somebody comes along who can mirror Trump and they can check all of the boxes he does, plus an additional one, I will vote without question for that person. So, today, with that open, I wanted to touch on some stories that I've been covering. One of them, has to do with Sasha Latipova. Sasha Latipova, Latypova. She's one of the scientists in the freedom movement, and she's written a blog, a Substack, regarding Robert Malone. And she's made sure that she, basically, when you read the Substack, you would realize that She basically went after Malone and described his duplicity and his penchant for lying when he's speaking in front of the camera and a host of other issues. And I have to give Sasha a lot of praise and thanks. She was very brave to stand up. And she's raised and echoed a lot of what I have said across time. And I think she deserves a lot of praise. What I wanted to talk to you about is I wrote in my Substack today. I write this daily blog called Alexander COVID News. That's Alexander COVID News. Can you please go to it and subscribe? It's free. I send a lot of information daily into the blog. Again, Alexander COVID News. And I wrote today about Senator Ron Johnson. Why? Because when I spoke of the defeat the mandates, the vaccine mandates, I believe it was in 2022. I can't even remember the date exactly. It was in Washington, D.C. I spoke on the stairs of the Lincoln Memorial. And it's really an iconic photo because you can see the shadows and the outline of Lincoln behind me. And people have said that that photo is very unique and they can use it. And I gave them permission to show. But why I shared with the public is because when I gave that speech and defeat the mandates, as soon as I was done and I looked up, I saw Senator Ron Johnson coming to me. And he walked up to me, and I know you know who Ron Johnson is, and he hugged me and he spoke to me. And it kind of caught me off guard because I didn't think that I was going to have that conversation that day. We had 50, 60, 70,000 people in front of us. We had a lot of death threats, all sorts of stuff was happening. So it's a very tense, fluid situation. But here was Senator Johnson saying, "Paul, I wanted to tell you personally how sorry I am for what Washington, D.C., and the deep state did to you." And he apologized to me for when I was with President Trump. I owe him thanks.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to another segment of the Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour, brought to you by America Out Loud Talk Radio. And I'm going to get straight into it. Wishing to thank Malcolm, wishing to thank his crew. And please go to my Substack, Alexander COVID News. And if you want to support me, you can go to Zelle, Zelle. And the email is, if you want to give me a little support, is sr7283@gmail.com. Thank you very much. And let me get straight into it. Well, we got some good news recently, which is that the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, is going to step down. That's terrific news. That should have happened 6 years ago, because McConnell has been devastating to America, devastating to President Trump when he was president. So I think that's a good move. That's a good development. So thank goodness for that. What I wanted to talk to you about is that this issue of the vaccine itself not working, because I think it's very important that we keep it central focused. Remember what we've been trying to say, which is that Bula and Bansal and those who bought the vaccine must have known that technically that the vaccinal antibodies due to the COVID vaccine would exist systemically in the bloodstream, in the circulation, but they would be needed in the respiratory system, in the nasal mucosa, respiratory mucosa. And they can't get in from the blood side, the blood compartment to the respiratory compartment. So in other words, we are making the argument, not only do we have the issues that the vaccine itself is toxic, but the fact of the matter is, mechanically, the vaccine just couldn't work and switch it back there, and they stated this. The truth is that we had no effective suitable mechanism whereby the mRNA vaccine, the antibodies to the spike antigen, could effectively enter the respiratory compartment where the virus pathogen normally resides and hangs out. So the antibodies induced after getting the COVID vaccine in the deltoid enter the bloodstream systemically, and they cannot effectively enter the lung respiratory tract where they are needed. So the reality is the COVID vaccine could not effectively work from basically out of the box. And Bagdi wrote, Suchirit Bagdi, he had written in a publication, quote, vaccines that are injected into the muscle, i.e. the interior of the body. So in this case, we're talking about these COVID vaccines injected into your deltoid. Suchirit is saying that these vaccines will only induce IgG and circulating IgA. So circulating IgG and circulating IgA systemically. They will not induce secretory SIGA. It's called secretory A. Or secretory IgA. Then we know it's coming from a nasal mucosa, etc. But the problem is that the circulatory IgG, immunoglobulin G and circulating IgA, these antibodies cannot and will not effectively protect the mucous membranes from infection by COVID. So the truth of the matter is that the COVID vaccines never ever protected the upper airways. It was moot and never really worked. This is an important consideration, because if the antibodies are induced, produced systemically, serologically, And what you needed is nasal mucosa antibodies in the nostrils, the back of the throat, the upper respiratory tract, etc. Then it couldn't work. So that's an important consideration. To be quite honest, I know no vaccine was needed across COVID. What was needed was a mucosa localized vaccine, a vaccine localized to the nasal mucosa, targeted to the nasal mucosa, and that vaccine would confer mucosal immunity, induce a nasal immunoglobulin response. Bagdi, in one of his publications, very importantly, first wrote this. The headline of the piece is Why the Vaccines Cannot Protect Against Infection, which is what we were just talking about. But let's read what Bagdi said. A fundamental mistake and flaw underlying the development of the COVID-19 vaccines was to neglect the functional distinction between the two major categories of antibodies which the body produces in order to protect itself from pathogenic microbes. So we're talking about the major categories of antibodies. And the first category, and we're talking about antibodies to protect the body against foreign invaders from the outside, pathogen, microbe. The first category, Bagdi said, is SIGA, or secretory IgA, and is produced by immune cells, lymphocytes, that are located directly beneath that slimy mucus layer in your nostril. So that mucus membrane that line the respiratory and intestinal tract. Remember, the nasal mucosa, or the mucosa lining, lines the nasal passage as well as the oral passage cavity. And the antibodies that are produced by these lymphocytes that reside below the slimy layer. These antibodies are secreted through and to the surface of the mucous membrane. So the antibodies are actually secreted upwards, or just through the mucous lining to get to the top of the mucous layer. And the lymphocytes are located directly below the mucous membrane, the mucous lining. The antibodies produced by these lymphocytes are secreted through and to the surface of the mucous membrane. These antibodies are thus on site to meet airborne viruses that land there, that land on the nasal mucosa. And they're going to hang around there for 2 to 3 days. So these antibodies are on site to meet the new airborne viruses, anything new. And they may be able to prevent viral binding and infection of the cells. The second category of antibodies, IgG and circulating IgA. So SIGA, secretory IgA, is the principal one in the nasal passage, nasal mucosa. And the secondary category of antibodies, IgG and circulating IgA, occur in the bloodstream. Those antibodies protect the internal organs of the body from infectious agents that try to spread via the bloodstream. So those antibodies in the circulatory system, the bloodstream, they will protect the different internal organs, stomach, heart, spleen, gallbladder, liver. Vaccines that are injected into the muscle, i.e. the inside the body, will only induce IgG and circulating IgA. So once you took the shot in the deltoid in the muscle, it will induce IgG and circulating IgA. Not secretory A, not SIGA, which is what is needed to be produced. So studies cannot and will not effectively protect the mucous membranes. Such antibodies cannot and will not effectively protect the mucous membranes from infection by COVID. So it's important I go back through that with you and to make sure that you understood the argument that we're making, which is that a vaccine, once you introduce it via the deltoid, the antibodies would go systemically and couldn't work. So that's a very important consideration, because we have this mRNA technology vaccine that has caused all these deaths and harms and paralysis, etc., for the first time. Yet, we also have this inability of vaccine-induced antibodies to prevent coronavirus infections. The bottom line is this. Virus comes around or pathogen, it lands in your nostril, it hangs around there 2 to 3 days, the back of the gum line, in back of the throat, etc. And if virus lands in the nostrils, in the nasal mucosa, vaccine is needed there, antibodies, the nasal mucosa and the upper respiratory tract and all of that. And we have found out and we've discussed earlier that the vaccine doesn't work mechanically. So this is a challenge. The challenge is that we took the entire world and for a fake PCR-induced non-pandemic, a fraud of a pandemic. This was never a pandemic. This was PCR manufactured, over-cycled, over-sensitive, PCR process, cycling over 24 cycles, which meant basically that you were detecting viral dust, viral fragments, etc. So the PCR test was there to doom the pandemic response. And here's the point I'm trying to make. I'm trying to make the point that you could have got by without any vaccine, without any lockdowns, without any school closures, with everything that harmed our people by the thousands. And you could have gotten by without a vaccine. And here's the challenge. We took billions of people in this world and we got them to agree to a shot that was not properly safety tested. And that is a tragedy. A tremendous tragedy. And you got a shot. And it's something that it angers people. When I give shows and stuff, and they come to talk, they're very upset. They almost want to be upset with you. So you got, for a fake non-pandemic that was never real, you took a fake fraud shot that didn't work out of the box and is toxic and pathological today. I'll say it again. that we took for a non-pandemic, a pandemic that was a fraud, that was not real. We forced people to wear masks and lockdown and then eventually take a vaccine that doesn't work. And not only does it not work, the vaccine is harmful. And that is a challenge I think a lot of people have. Myself too. So we have a host of questions that we have from Malone, Bula, Bansal, Wiseman, Carrico, etc. And the reality is, as I said tonight, the vaccine mechanically could have never worked because systemic serological antibodies don't just go up into the lung like that. So that's an issue. The other issue is why this was doomed to fail is because the antigen, which is the target for the immune system, so the antigen is the target. The reality about it is the spike protein is the toxic business end of the virus. It's the part, the spike protein, the molecular structure, is the part that interfaces with the ACE2 receptor. And we took a shot that we knew out of the gate from the data we were getting very early on, it was not working. It was conferring what we call non-sterilizing immunity. But you want sterilizing immunity because it destroys any new infection. It prevents infection. It prevents replication and prevents transmission. So this vaccine not only couldn't work mechanically, it just failed.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Now, George Washington once encouraged us to animate and encourage each other and show the whole world that a free man contending for liberty on his own ground is superior to any slavish mercenary on earth. That's exactly what we do, as you'll see when you visit AmericaOutLoud.news. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Have a lot of different stories, different topics that we could cover, and I guess constantly when we go on break and we come back, we have to remind ourselves of where we are and what we are facing. And the bottom line is, we are facing an election in November that could be the most consequential in maybe in the last 100, 200 years. And it's going to be very interesting. You know, like Malcolm and his group, we're strongly behind President Trump, and that stays the same. You're dealing with a lot of issues. And I think principally is the ability to weaponize the Justice Department and keep going at him. I know the Supreme Court made a decision that they're taking the case on the immunity case, and that has now put everything else on hold. I think it's good news. Me personally, I wish that the Supremes don't take it until after November. And they could do that, conceivably, if their docket is full. But Trump is looking for a quick verdict. I was looking at this documentary that was looking at presidents. Let's say the last six or seven, back as far back as Reagan, I believe. And what they showed is that I think Reagan had the least gain from when they entered as a president to when they left office. And when you looked across time at what Clinton went in with about 1.3 million net worth. And when he left office, his net worth was 250 million. You need to understand what I just said, right? From 1 million to 250 million, number one. Obama, everyone went from 1.3 million to 25 million. The only president that left office with less net worth was Trump. I think he went in with about 3.5 billion cash or something like that and left with 2.4 billion. So yes, he was a wealthy man to begin, but it hurt him during the presidency. Every president gained tremendous money. The Bushes, everyone, but Trump. Anyway, I wanted to touch base on that, and there are a couple of good stories that I wanted to talk about. Look. You're hearing me out there and you're seeing me writing. It's a simple issue that I'm bringing constantly. I've not fallen for the Malone crap, the bogusness and the lies. And this is me. I'm not writing for anyone. I'm not speaking for Malcolm. I'm not speaking for his outfit. I'm speaking for me. Robert Malone, Drew Wiseman, Caitlin Carrico, and some other individuals, quote unquote, invented mRNA technology, messenger RNA technology that is in the lipid nanoparticles and is part of the mRNA vaccine. Now, for all intents and purposes, without getting too much into it, you know that these COVID vaccines have caused a lot of harms and many deaths. And the problem is that Malone as an individual, Robert Malone, behaves and acts as though it has nothing to do with him, the deaths. He gained fame coming out by saying, oh, well, I invented the mRNA technology. And he had these other people, his surrogates, saying that. And that kind of mesmerized some people who decided to follow him. But I think across time, they've come to realize what it is they're really thinking here. You are supporting somebody who bought the very technology in the vaccine that killed you. So I have a serious problem with that. And I don't understand how some people think. But it's not me to make a decision for them. They have the right to choose what they want and to believe what they want. But my right is to educate and share and inform like the other people like myself, who's a tonic, Sasha Latipova, JJ Kui, all of us who are questioning the mRNA technology, Dr. Peter McCullough, and we're pointing out the tremendous harms from it. So I'm not apologetic to that. I'm certainly not apologetic. And I will not stop. I truly want accountability. I know there's a chance that I would leave this world before the accountability comes. And I hope other people keep pushing. What they did to us, to our parents, to our grandparents, to our families, to our loved ones, our co-workers, to everyone in COVID was monstrous. It was devastating. These people with the COVID fake PCR induced. It was a false positive PCR manufactured live and asymptomatic spread non-pandemic. COVID was never a pandemic. It was a fraud lie. And I'm out there hammering away, trying to explain and explaining what they did. Everything about COVID was a lie. 100% of it was a lie. And Malone and they with their technology brought this vaccine. I don't know how else I am to say it to you. Robert Malone, Drew Wiseman, Caitlin Carrico, and those people who worked on the mRNA technology brought you death. They're like Robert Oppenheimer with the atom bomb. He at least admitted he knew he brought death. And what he was trying to say is that with all of these discoveries that scientists and whoever makes, somehow or the other, we end up using it for wrong. In this case, it was dead out of the gate. No mRNA vaccine ever worked. It killed all the animals. It never worked. And once you place the mRNA within the lipid nanoparticle transport molecular vehicle, so to speak, the entire complex was toxic. It killed many, many people, and it's still killing people. And I argue it is a bioweapon, a binary bioweapon. Yes, I even argue for depopulation. I want people to explain to me how else it operated. These people have gotten fame and made money with this mRNA technology and vaccine. All I am asking for is proper questions answered. And up to today, no one has asked Malone and Bula and Bansal and all these people questions on the oath. No one has gotten questions answered for us. And we need those questions answered. We need these people investigated, all of them. If you go to my Substack, Alexander COVID News, my blog, just Google Alexander COVID News. I have this running total where a lot of the public write me with names and we go through a discussion to vet them. Right now, we're up to 66. 66 horsemen of the COVID apocalypse. That includes Fauci and all these people. But these are people who were part of the lockdown lunacy and the mRNA vaccine. That we are saying we want them investigated in a courtroom. No kangaroo court. Street justice. No. Proper judges and juries. We want them investigated. We want questions answered. And we will leave it up to the court to decide judgment and punishment. But we must never let these people get away, ever, for what they did. They think they can get away, but they will not. Anyway, I wanted to get to a story about Oprah Winfrey. The news is breaking that Oprah Winfrey is leaving Weight Watchers. You know that Weight Watcher, weight loss entity. Because I think she was using this type 2 diabetes drug called Ozempic. Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C, otherwise known as Wegovy. And I've spoken about it before, but this Oprah Winfrey story just broke. And I think it's very instructive that I go back to it. Let me start by telling you this. I have written about 6 blogs, Substack articles. Again, go to Alexander COVID News. It's free. Don't forget you could support me by a small donation to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. If you go to Zelle, the email is sr7283@gmail.com. It's sr7283@gmail.com. Okay. I have been clear from what I have read the science. I have read the report so far. And the body of evidence so far in terms of Ozempic, Wegovy, as a type 2 diabetes drug is catastrophic. The evidence shows that people are using it, particularly women, as a weight loss drug. But I am reading the science and I'm reading the reports, and I can tell you, with everything I've written and everything I've seen, and now peer-reviewed journals are publishing, this Ozempic has not been properly safety studied, has not been followed long-term to assess the harms, but actually the harms are accumulating rather quickly. There's catastrophic situations, devastating side effects. So when Oprah came out and said, well, I'm leaving Weight Watchers now because, you know, I've lost all this weight, because, you know, Oprah fluctuates in her weight from very, very heavy to heavy to moderately heavy to I would say mid. And she moves, her weight moves. Again, her prerogative, whatever she's doing, I wish her luck. I wish she be healthy. And she lives a long life, and whomever. But by raising the issue of Ozempic, what she's going to do is she's going to drive a lot of young girls, particularly, to rush out and try and get their hands on that drug. And they have doctors in America and in Canada where they can be bought. They showed you that in COVID. They're crooks. They're thieves. As I've said before, if courts and juries show that doctors killed people in COVID, they should be hung. We should hang the doctors. I don't care. Hang them, but courts and judges must say. But anyway, Oprah will cause a lot of young women to take this drug, middle-aged women, and they will die. They can get severely harmed. So it was very reckless of Oprah. But I'll tell you why it's more reckless. Because Oprah sat on the board of Weight Watchers and whatever for a long period of time. All of these people have participated in a lie. No weight loss program, no Weight Watchers, no Jenny Craig, no Atkins, so nothing can ever work. I will say it this way, and I want you to listen carefully. No, there is not one instance in the entire world for the last 80 years using any Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig, any diet program, any woman or man who's gone on a diet, I can guarantee you it will never be successful. It will always fail because the weight loss industry is set up for your failure. You cannot diet alone, cut your calories and lose weight, because when you have finished the diet, you will put on that weight and more just because of the biochemistry, how the body operates cellularly. And it has a lot to do with your basal metabolism. But the weight loss industry, Jenny Craig, and they're not telling you that they set women up 60 years ago for failure, that they would have remained on the weight loss treadmill bandwagon. In other words, every diet would fail and you would go back and say, let me try again. And that's how they've trapped women. Once you restrict calories below your basal metabolism, in other words, if you, for your height and weight, your basal metabolism was 2,000 calories a day, that means without any extra physical activity, you needed 2,000 calories to get through the day, to keep your brain alive, your organs working, muscles contracting. Now, if you started to restrict because of a diet and you went down to 1,000 calories a day, your body will get you through it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days, etc. Because you cut the food intake and you will survive. Your body rearranges things and you would get through. But here's the issue. By around the 5th, 6th, 7th day, you will go through what we call a rewiring of your basal metabolism, down regulation, so that your body could work more efficiently, your cells, and frugally at that restricted calories. And that's the issue. But the problem is, when you go back to your normal eating, when your diet, when you conclude, oh, I've lost my little 5, 8 pounds, and you go back to your normal 2,200 calories, you're not overeating, but you're just going back to normal. Well, those 1,000 extra calories were going to be stored as fat, because your body, your cells have become rewired. Your basal metabolism is now at 1,000. It's not 2,000 the way it was, because you restricted. And you need to understand, this is why everyone who goes on a diet alone puts back on the weight. You need to exercise, but you don't need to diet. I'm saying it clearly. No one should ever restrict food intake. You eat common sense, moderation and common sense. You live an active lifestyle. And you will be able to keep that weight down. Anyway, I wanted to touch base on that. I also wanted to touch base on the fact that some other issues that has to do with President Trump. President Trump is in a lot of danger right now in terms of his security. Because, and I've spoken about this, I'm going to speak about it again. President Trump, every time they move him, he's exposed. And I believe they're doing that correctly. They're doing that rightfully. They're doing that deliberately. And it's a very frightening thing and a concerning thing. I wrote a thing about Malone, Wiseman, etc. I'm calling on them to retire. And the reason why is that everything that they have said and everything that they have done with the vaccine has failed. And this vaccine, this COVID, this mRNA vaccine has caused a lot of harms and a lot of damage. And I think it is time that that Malone, Bansal, Sahin, Wiseman, Carrico, that they retire, give back all their grants, all their research money, because everything they have done, the vaccine couldn't work. You couldn't take antibodies systemically and get it into the respiratory tract.